talking, pushing about the fourth grade, I guess, and an instrument that's similar in a way you hold it between your lips and play it like that.
A Jew's harp.
Mm-hmm. The kind of thing you pound nails with.
Hammer. Mm-hmm.
Now, if you have a wagon and two horses, what's a long wooden piece?
A tongue.
Mm-hmm. And say you have a horse pulling a buggy. Now, to hitch him up, you back him in between
the shafts, I believe.
Mm-hmm. The outside of a wagon wheel.
Mm-hmm. A rim, I believe.
Yeah. What are most wagon wheels right here made of now? Or what the last?
Were the horse-drawn wagons had a metal rim. Now we have wagons now that has tires on them like an automobile. Mm-hmm.
Or are those drawn with tractors?
Yes.
Oh. When you have a horse hitched to a wagon, what do you call the bar of wood that the traces are fastened?
Single trim.
Now, on the wagon, say you had two horses and each one has a single tree. What would you call the thing that both of those single trees were hitched to?
A double tree?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Do you ever hear that used around here, or is that very common?
Well, now I wouldn't think it's very common because we do not have wagons.
Now, what would you say somebody's doing when he's filling up his wagon in a wood lot and taking it to the house, unloading it, filling it up again?
He's hauling wood.
Mm-hmm. Suppose it was a log across the road. You'd say, I tied a rope to it and...
Drug.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Say you had a lot of stumps out in the field. You might say, well, we've done one of those stumps.
Dug stumps?
Would you ever use drug, with that too?
Well, after you got them pulled up or out of the ground, I suppose you would.
Okay. Tell me about planting the crop. Well, we mentioned planting cotton. When you plant crop, what's the first thing you usually have to do?
They have to break the land with a large plow. And then they have to redo it with a smaller pile. We call it disc now, the turns with tractors. And then lay off the rows, plant them, whatever you're planting.
The disc, you have another name for that? Ever heard the word harrow?
I've heard that, a harrow.
Is it used around here or not?
They probably do different types of farming. I'm just not sure about all those. I'm sure they are, but...
Yeah. The thing that the wheels of the wagon hook onto.
An axle.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do you call the X-shaped frame you lay a log across to saw it?
I'm not sure.
Have you ever heard it called a sawbuck?
That may be what it's called. I'm not sure what they call it.
And you usually straighten your hair with a comb and...
Comb and brush.
Mm-hmm. Of course, your husband, say before Gillette came out with the safety razor, might have sharpened his old straight razor on.
Oh, a razor strap. Mm-hmm. Now, I have heard that term strop, but I think strap is the correct word.
Mm-hmm. What do you usually put in a revolver?
Cartridges.
Mm-hmm. And when you were a little kid, when you had children, remember, say, taking a piece of board and putting it over a stump and go up and down, you have
a seesaw.
Ever heard any other name for that?
Don't believe I have.
Ever heard it called a teeter-totter or teetering board or anything like that?
Just in reading about it, I don't think it was a familiar word.
Yeah, so it's not one you use. Always call it something.
Always seesaw.
Have you ever seen something that may not be common right here, a limber plank? One that has a lot of give to it.